And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said, so shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. He shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. Speak not thou in thine heart after that the Lord thy God hath cast him out from before thee, saying, for my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations the Lord doth drive them out from before thee. Not for thy righteousness, or for the uprightness of thine heart, dost thou go to possess their land. But for the wickedness of these nations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand, therefore, that the Lord thy God giveth thee not this good land to possess it for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people. In any case, thou shalt deliver him the pledge again when the sun goeth down, that he may sleep in his own raiment and bless thee. And it shall be righteousness unto thee before the Lord thy God. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas, and of treasures hid in the sand. The Lord render to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord delivered thee into my hand today, but I would not stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Then hear thou in heaven, and do, and judge thy servant, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. Then hear thou from heaven, and do, and judge thy servant by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. And if return, I pray you, let it not be iniquity. Yea, return again, my righteousness is in it. If thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee, and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. My righteousness I hold fast, and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. Thinkest thou this to be right, that thou saidst, my righteousness is more than God's? Thy wickedness may hurt a man as thou art, and thy righteousness may profit the son of man. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, and will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. Chief Musician on Neginoth, a Psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. That walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With they shall come, and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. To the chief musician, Eltasketh, Miktam of David. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Psalm for Solomon. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Nations declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. That was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations for evermore. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth for ever. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth for ever. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth for ever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. A Psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake bring my soul out of trouble. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. And moreover I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. All things have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perisheth in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolongeth his life in his wickedness. How is the faithful city become an harlot? It was full of judgment. Righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. And I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward thou shalt be called, the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and her converts with righteousness. And for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging, and seeking judgment, and hasting righteousness. With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness shall remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, In the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. O, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments! Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be for ever, and my salvation from generation to generation. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice. For my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. I will declare thy righteousness and thy works, for they shall not profit thee. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. For brass I will bring gold. And for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, he hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah, this that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength? I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved. And thou shalt swear, the Lord liveth, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor. And do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they shall deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he hath done shall he die. Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trust to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousnesses shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. When the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. Wherefore, O King, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquillity. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day. To the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near, and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain. Because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. And I will betroth thee unto me for ever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, but let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Shall horses run upon the rock? Will one plow there with oxen? For ye have turned judgment into gall, and the fruit of righteousness into hemlock. O my people, remember now what Balak king of Moab consulted, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him from Shittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, in truth and in righteousness. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought, for John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him. Holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. In every nation, he that feareth him, and worketh righteousness, is accepted with him. The word, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled, and answered, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, The just shall live by faith. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? But if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man, unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness, and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which follow not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? As it is written, He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth for ever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord and the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Simon Peter, a servant, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. The word of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness.